And now, so you can walk away from our show feeling cultured, here's the moose of culture himself. Here's Bullwinkle's Corner.
Thank you, Rocky. Hello, clitorists. Today, I am here to...
You mean culturalist, Bullwinkle?
Well, that's what I did.
No, it's the... Oh, never mind.
Okay. Today's poem is by Gary Wickson called Billy the Chocolate Biscuit. Must be one of those British poems.
Because a biscuit is a cookie over there.
Okay, let's just get on with it. Jeez, why don't you take over my Mr. Know-It-All while you're at it? Billy a chocolate biscuit, lived the biscuit tin, with many other biscuits with tasty chocolate skin. They all loved their tin home, called it biscuit heaven. There was a sound that they all dread, heard always at 11. For this was when the kettle boiled and humans made a drink. This sound, it was just terrifying, more scary than you think. After the sound of pouring water,
"Want a biscuit?"
is the cry. The biscuits tremble in their tin as the lid comes off.
Oh my!
In comes the great big hand, takes one or sometimes three, with every little biscuit praying,
"Please, hands, darling, don't pick me."
The humans always chew them up, sometimes they dunk them too. They had lost so many friends, what could a biscuit do? Well, that Billy, he could stand no more, he thinks,
"I must escape."
He attaches himself to the lid with a piece of sticky tape. The next time that lid comes off, he swings and drops to the floor, climbs out of the letterbox at the bottom of the front door. He leaves the safety of the house and runs off down the drive, straight out into the road on the stroke of 5:30. A car was coming down the road, a bang like beating drums.
Hey, what became of Biscuit Billy?
Why, what can I say, Rocky? Crumbs.
Oh, jeez. Well... Now here's something we hope you really enjoy that's not crumbs!